这种事情是一见明显漏到未来我们都弄不清楚了。
We just commit the many many mistakes and to the point that we just lose track.
圣经讲耶稣饶恕人一罪，那个罪都是用多数字的。
The kind of sins forgiven mentioned in the Bible were all in plural.
多数的，
很
多。
It depicts the same.
我都很难计算。
There are so many of them that we cannot keep track of.
就好像一千万。
Just like a large sum of money here that we owe.
哇，对不对啊？
Is that the right way to describe?
你看看大卫怎么说。
What did David say?
他说啊，我犯了罪。
He said that I have sinned.
如果是计算
，If I have to put it down,
比我的头发还多。
They will exceed the number of hair on my head.
啊，你不要笑哦，虽然头发这么小都不少的哦。
Even there. Maybe small in the mind, there's still some there.
你的身上还有多少根呢？你的更多啦，是吧？越多越糟糕哇！
The more hair you have, it reminds you the more sin that you have committed.
普通啊，一个人头发大概有这个头发的计算机啊，带上去算一算呢，大约有10万到12万那么多。有个机器怎么套上去算一算？
You use a machine to count for you the number of hairs.That you have, it's in the neighborhood of 100,000.
我承认这个发明是最少科学价值的。
I have to admit that such a machine is the least useful kind of machine.
头发计算机。
The machine that will count the number of hair.
10万到12万。
It's around the number of 100 to 120,000.
12万都不得了。
Even so, that's a big number.
大卫说啊，比十二万还多，他不是说十二万哦。
And what David was saying is that his sin surpassed that number.
1000万。
Much, much more so than that.
很多很多很多。
So much, so much lose count.
说这个比方啊，他比得好。
That's why it's a good illustration here.
那么他不是真的啊，他得罪我多少呢？
How many times he has offended me?
不过30次了吗？
Maybe 2-3 times only.
10两啊。
Only 10 arms, he owes me.
一点点，这个10两都多了。
A very, very insignificant amount.
我看了，你都没有这个度量给人得罪10次啊，对吧？
I don't think we have the capacity for someone to offend us 10 times.
不过是10两，这比一比啊，这1000万了，10两啊，哇，差得很远。
If we compare the number of times people offend us to the time we offended God, it's just no comparison.
神就饶恕你。
God forgave us.
很多很多。
Great number of offenses.
就不饶恕别人。
And yet it's so difficult for us to forgive people.
一点点一点点都不饶恕。
Even though in a very, very small number of times.
说他就大怒。
Here it's mentioned that he was really enraged.
你小心啊。
Let's all be watchful.
主大大不欢喜。
If we are in such a condition, it is extremely unpleasing to the Lord.
不过呢，我们解释这个比喻的时候要小心了哦。
But we have to pay attention to how we explain this.
如果我们照字面的解说就不得了了。
If we just look at whatever we have and try to come up with some explanation.
你要找这个比喻啊，总是要看到底它的主题是什么。
It may lead us nowhere. We should pay attention to the theme of the illustration.
不是每一个字都要解说的，我要小心嘛，这个很要小心的。
We should pay attention to the fact that we shouldn't be trying to explain every word in the illustration.
如果你每一个字都解说啊，你说啊，起初啊，那个主人啊，要把他的妻子都卖，要把他的妻子啊、儿女都拿来卖，把他所有都来卖。毕竟哇，我们的神真的好厉害哦，哈。
If you look at the fact that here, verse 25 here, they say they want to sell the wife and children, you know, if you think that God treats us like this, what kind of God is that? Because we use the illustration of the master here to God. So we shouldn't be taking it literally here.
后来他就把这个不好的交给绑刑的。
And then here, afterwards, the master turned this person to the jailer,
受刑罚,
so that he can be punished,
要下监牢,
throw him into the prison,
可能他要被打,
maybe if give him a few
flogging. 如果你照字面来讲，你不饶恕人，你就会打一餐，就会下监牢，你就会下地狱，吓死人了，真是吓死人了，是吧？
Again, if we take it literally, we may think that, well, if we sin here, if we don't forgive people, we may thrown into the hell.
这里不是这个意思。
This is not what Christ is trying to point.
这孩子说啊。主就很不欢喜，这是要好好管教你才行。
This just points out to the fact that this is extremely unpleasing to the Lord, and he will punish us too.
我们永远在传福音或者讲圣经，或者说不老妇人会下地狱，这个总不能这样讲嘛。
We cannot say the fact that if we don't forgive people, then people get thrown into the jail, into hell.
这种讲话照字面一个字一个字做来讲，就很危险的。
We shouldn't be taking it literally.
我这样说，就是给你一条路，你常常研究比喻的时候要很小心。
The reason I call your attention to this is the fact that when we try to understand parables, we should be very careful.
好了，我们今天讲到这里。
We'll stop here.
我们有一个最高的标准，
是
基督的教训。
We'll call to the attention that we have a very high standard coming from Christ's teaching.
我们要照着主的教训去实行。
We will try to follow what his teaching calls for.
他说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
So Christ told us that we should go and make disciples our people.
奉父子圣灵的名给他施洗。
And baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
凡我所教训你们的，都吩咐他们遵守。
Whatever I've taught you, you should teach them to follow also.
这是一件大事情，要遵守。他的教训。
So this is a great commission that Christ has told us, and that's what we should be following his teaching.
单单悔改信主、受洗加入教会是不够的。
If we just repent and accept and be baptized, it's not enough.
要照着基督的教训，吩咐他们要遵守。
We have to follow what Christ commanded us to follow all his teachings.
听道不信道。是没有用的。
If we just listen to the teachings and don't follow, it will not do us any good.
信道不行道也是很不好的。
If we just believe the teachings and yet we don't live up to it, then it won't be benefit to us.
一定要照着基督的道，成为你生活的根据标准，照着来行。
We should take Christ's teaching as a standard for our living.
我们低头来祷告。给我们一个顺服的心，能够照着你的话，完全的照着你的话来行。主啊，虽然我们很软弱，但是你不是要我们像神那样完全，你乃是要我们像儿子一样，像天父，像父亲完全。今天我们既然有你的生命，我们是天父的儿女，我们要像我们的父亲。主啊，给我们更多的爱，唯有爱就成全了律法，爱就包括了一切。我们若是真正能够爱，我们就行在你的道中。哦，主啊，给我们所有的基督徒们在教会里面侍奉的时候，有基督的爱，有你的天父的那种爱在我们中间，巴不得这成了一个爱的团体，有个爱的家庭，使我们真正在爱里面生活，在爱里面行事，我们能够把荣耀归给我们在天上的父。我们祷告不配，奉主耶稣基督圣灵，阿们。我仍然要你们休息十分钟，好不好？
I'll request that you take a 10-minute break.
好，我们先预备我们的心，我们低头祷告。再一次来到我们恩主的脚前，主啊，求你向我们显明你的大能大力，使我们更深的认识你，让我们能够真正在我们的生命中因着认识你，我们有更大的信心。 一生印度的信心得到美好的果效。主啊，我们从来没有好好应用我们所相信的。我们今日要来到你的面前，再一次看一看当日你在地上所行的一切事情，好让我们激发信心，也激发爱心。求主帮助我们从大到小都能够领悟你的道。我们祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名，阿们。昨天晚上我有讲起关乎神迹的事情。在圣经里面讲到神迹有36个。
Last night I shared with you the fact that in the gospel it was mentioned that Christ performed 36 different miracles.
有36个。
It was recorded 36 times.
这个36个呢就是有天使记载的。
36refer to the number of times that have been recorded in the gospel.
好像拉撒路从死里面复活啊。
For example, Jesus brought Lazarus from death.
啊，从大麻风的洁净啊。
For example, the lepers made clean.
的看见。
The blind has the eyes open.
啊，这个瘫子不能走路的，他能够走路。
And the paralytic king was able to stand up to walk again.
这种记录有36个。
This kind of record was 36 times.
我问你一个问题。
May I ask you a question?
如果你看见一件事一次。
If you only witness one of the miracles.
很惊奇啊。
It would be really great.
这怎么可能啊?
How can it be possible?
看见两次。
And if you have witnessed it twice,
You
may think that there is some reasoning behind it.
如果看见三次,
if you have the chance to see it three times,
哦, 是真的哦, 是真的哦,
you may tend to believe that it is indeed true.
看见了36次,
if you have seen it for 36 times,
请问你信不信?
May I ask you, would you believe?
36次哦,
after you have seen it for 36 times,
不是一两次哦,
not just once or twice,
我们今天读圣经啊，如果读了36次的神迹，我们的信心都没有发生作用，很惭愧，真的很惭愧。
If we have read the Bible and read the 36 miracles that Jesus performed and yet has brought no response from our part, I think we should be quite shameful about it.
在福音书里面把主耶稣基督的能力这么表达出来啊，是非常明显的。
It wasportray very clearly to us how Jesus with his might in performing the miracles in the gospel.
但是很多人对着这些明显的事啊就显得很模糊的。
And yet something seemingly very explicit, people seem to be very hazy about it.
很可惜嘛。
It's really unfortunate.
奇怪36次还不够吗?
How come, no, it seems that 36 times,even we're not quite enough.
其实十次都够了。
Actually, even after 10 times, I think we should be convinced.
实际上说还不止这么多啊。
As it turned out that there were more than
30. 我们请摩西来，请你们打开马太第四章23-24节。
Please turn with me, Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24.
耶稣走遍加利利四章二十三节四章二十三节
Matthew chapter 4 verse 23
耶稣走遍加利利在歌会堂里教训人传天国的福音医治百姓各样的病症他们又讲就是一句话
Yeah, it's very inclusive just mentioning that people heal every disease and sickness among the people
二十四节
And verse 24,
名声就传遍了叙利亚，那里的人把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病、各样痛痛的，他们被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的，都带了来，耶稣就治好了他们，但是通通没有讲。
Here, in verse 24 here, people brought with people with various illness, those suffering severe pain, the demon possessed, epileptics, the paralytics, he healed them all. It wasn't pointed out to us one by one.
那他不过是这么笼统讲一下。
It's all inclusive here.
很多。
Many instances there.
没有写出来吗？
But it wasn't recorded detailedly.
所以不止三十六次了。
So we should be mindful of the fact that this is more than 36
miracles. 再看一次。这个证明这个看法一定很准确啊！请你们看《约翰福音》第二十章。
Please turn again with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 20.
第三十节。
John chapter 20, verse 30. Jesus did many other miracles, miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book.
二十一章末了那你看看。
And toward the end of the chapter 21,
这个更厉害了哈。耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
The very last verse, Jesus did many other things. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the book.
有人问我是不是真正世界都容不下，我也不知道。
People ask me, is it really literal that you know, the world cannot contain all that? I don't know.
不，这里的意思不是那个意思。
But this has more meaning than that.
是多得不得了啊，这是一种形容的话。
It's a descriptive term saying that there are just so many of them.
不然呢，你在世界上所有事都记下来，一个大图书馆都容不下，十个也容不下。一百个容，全世界都容不下，那么也没有这么大的图书馆，用大地来做图书馆，没有这种，是吧？没有，有多少书啊？请问要多少书啊
？I don't think we should take it literally because you know, just saying how many volumes will be involved there to take the whole earth.
这是我随便提一下就是了。
This I just mentioned casually to you.
不是主题啊。
This is not the theme that we're after here.
不过。这里所讲的是很多神迹都没有写在这里。
But we should be aware of the fact that many miracles were not recorded here.
这有这么多的神迹摆在人的面前呐、人应该认识主耶稣神的能力。
If so many miracles have been presented to us, I think one thing we should be quite aware is the power of God.
这个是很重要的。
This is important.
我们所信的。
What we believe,
要信。他不是一个人。
We have to believe the fact that he's not just a human being.
他如果是一个人
，if he's just a man，
他的力量是很有限。
His power is limited.
但他是神。
But he was God.
他是神的儿子。
He was the son of God.
他有神的能力。
That's why he has the power of God.
无限的能力。
It's an infinite power.
那么这种信、这种信仰、这种信心呢？能够发挥更大的效用。
This kind of faith, this kind of belief can bring greater result.
很多人都没有信好啊。
Many people do not have the proper faith.
信箱我们在世界上摸得着的、看得见的，就是一种普通的。
We tend to believe what we can see, what we can touch.
凡是超过人的力量的，我们就信不过来。
Anything beyond that, we have difficulty in accepting.
那么圣经也晓得吗
？And the Bible is well aware of this too.
主耶稣也晓得。
Christ was aware of this.
比方说，在马太福音里头啊。
For example, in the Gospel of Matthew,
第十四章
，in chapter 14,
有五饼二鱼给五千人吃饱。
Jesus fed the 5,000.
这很大的神迹啊
！It was a great miracle.
五个饼
，five loaves,
两条鱼
，and two fishes.
那么例句是将他灭的。将它这么做撕乱了。
Just to split them up,
撕得很碎。
Even into very fine pieces here.
一人分一点都不够了。
Even if you take a small piece, it's not quite enough.
但是他五千人都吃饱了。
And yet Jesus fed the 5,000.
那么你信不信啊
？Do you believe such a miracle?
这是奇怪的，奇怪。
It seems to be so unusual.
奇怪的，这怎么会呢
？How can something be?
五个饼两条鱼，是吧？怎么？都是很少嘛。
If we divide something into very minute pieces,
好像主耶稣晓得吧。
How can it be possible? But then Christ seems to be well aware of this.
因为下面一章圣经啊。
Because right in the following chapters,
底下的一章呢，他讲有七个饼，几条小鱼，给四千人吃饱。
It was recorded that seven loaves and a few small fishes.Jesus fed 4,000 again.
再来一次。
Jesus showed them one more time.
这不是一次啊, 可能是凑巧,
啊,
凑巧,
people may think that you know, it's a coincidence for once.
你就得, 搞错, 你弄错,
maybe some people made a mistake.
但是两次, 你不能说弄错,
but how can you claim that people make a mistake if it happens twice?
那么是不是因为多饼就多人吃, 少饼就少人吃,
is it because that there are less number of loaves so they can feed less number of people?
也不是哦,
it's not true either.
因为 那个五个饼吃的人有5000,
because the 5 loaves were enough to feed 5,000.
7个饼吃的人只有4000,
and yet 7 loaves were used for 4,000 only.
多了两个饼哦,
2 more loaves.
可见这个饼多饼少了在他手里肯定是分辨,
so we can see that the number of loaves doesn't count.
那只两条鱼, 这里几条小鱼,
the first case there were 2 fishes, and this case there were several small fishes.
鱼虽小却有几条,
there may be a small, yet there are a few of them.
那最奥妙啊, 就是他竟然有两个神迹啊, 放在一起的, 各一张啊, 放在一起啊, 那重复啊, 其实不是重复,
the most wonderful thing is that you know, 2 of them are separated by 2 chapters here.
给我们更有信心,
seemingly it's repeated, yet it's for our own benefit to feel our
千真万确,
so that we can have an unshakable faith.
一点都不假,
we would not have any doubt in our mind.
Yeah,
because Jesus did the same thing twice.
一次好不好? 一次就够了。
You think one would be enough? Once would be enough?
我们是需要两次, 三次, 四次才差不多,
but the faith you and I have will need Jesus doing the same thing over and over again.
总算有一点点信心了,
then we may have a little bit faith then.
比方说一个大麻风的,
for example, a person with leprosy,
一个长大麻风的,
If one of them came,
一摸,
after Jesus touched him, he was healed.
那么过了,
so after this instance,
圣经讲,
the Bible told us,
有一次有四个,
one time there were 10 lepers.
重复了,
so this is the same miracle repeated again.
有四个大麻风的,
in fact, there are 10 lepers now.
都医好了,
and they were all healed.
所以一个回来感恩,
and yet only one of them came back to thank the Lord.
举个没有回来,
9 of them did not.
那么来一次一个,
the first time there was only one,
来一次是10个,
and the second time there were 10 of them.
又是重复了,
seemingly repeated again.
那么信不信呢?
Would you believe now?
总算信哦, 你还不信还了得吗? 你再不信, 说得过去, 说不过去啊,
I think it's being unreasonable if you and I still do not believe.
很多神迹都重复,
many miracles will repeat it.
一个坛子走不动的坛子, 一个有一个, 奇怪,
there are many who were paralyzed, and yet Jesus healed them over and over again.
那个瞎子一个又一个,
and the blind, Jesus healed them over and over again.
一直重复嘛,
seemingly a lot of repetition.
我们常常讲拉萨路,
and always share with you the story of
Lazarus. 拉萨路的事只是一个,
actually that was only one instance there.
圣经是讲三个,
but the Bible told us 3 times.
不是一个,
not just one came back to life.
有一个做官的人的孩子刚刚死,
there was an official, his son just died.
他的名字叫耶鲁,
his name was Jerrold.
只有那个孩子他死了,
that may be his only son, and the son died.
耶稣,
and Jesus brought him back to life.
所以死人不是一个啊,
so the cases Jesus brought back the death is not just one.
刚刚死,
some of them just died.
好了,
Jesus brought back to life.
刚刚死啊,
you may say that maybe the person has just died, maybe he, you know, it's the case he really died.
医学上讲这种是假死, 这种不是真死,
may not be a true death.
所以有的人啊, 死的时候, 他说, 哎, 不要盖在棺材里, 等一等, 看他站不站起来,
so people say, you know, after I die, don't bury me right away, I may come back to life.
这个是活着,我不是说活着,不要这样说。这个是有人可能以为这个刚开始不知道到底有没有死哦。
Some people may doubt that the person, whether the person has really died or not.
路加福音讲另外一个了,
so in the Gospel of Luke, Luke told us another case.
现在抬着棺木,
somebody was carrying
a, 他们不是真正的棺木啦, 不是棺材啦, 抬着那个人, 死人,
they're carrying a casket there.
是吧, 路加福音讲的, 哪阴城一个城啊, 有个死人, 年轻人, 那么抬出去了,
the God will look to us that in a town there, people were carrying a young person out.
去埋葬,
to the cemetery to be buried.
耶稣走过来,
but Jesus passed by.
把那个东西抓住了,
and he got hold of this casket.
他们那些人已经瞪他眼睛去干什么,
they may be all staring at him.
他抓住了, 他说, 少年人起来,
he told the young man, say, rise.
他起来了,
rise up, and he did. Now the mother just was so sorrowful, now she no longer has to do that.
那个刚刚死,这个是抬去安葬哦,这个人难过了,是吧?
In one case, it just died, but in this case, they're carrying him out to be buried.
那么第三个,拉萨路是最难的。
And then the third time was the most difficult one, Lazarus. Because he already died for 4 days.
那个血循环已经停了四天,不能再循环了吗?
The blood circulation has stopped for 4 days already.
如果这个头脑缺氧,
If we lack oxygen in our brain,
一久, 他的头脑不能再用, 就是他起来他也笨,变笨,他不能用嘛。
If it doesn't have oxygen for a while, you know, even if you replenish it afterwards, the brain will be out of order.
他死了四天,
but Lazarus died 4 days,
还用布包好,
and be wrapped around,
还放在坟墓里,
and in the tomb also.
他就说什么? 坟墓打开了,
The tomb people open up.
拉萨路出来,
and Jesus just cried out and said, Lazarus, come out.
他不但血循环重新再转动, 他会走路,
not only his blood circulation was restored, he was able
我常常讲, to walk.
Sometimes I like to share with people the fact that he just didn't walk up.
因为他绑好的嘛,
because he was wrapped up.
用布包起的嘛,
wrapped with cloth.
所以犹太人都用布包起来的,
because that's their custom over there.
请问怎么出来啊?
So how could he walk?
跳出来的,
he must be hopping out.
那但是应该是没有讲啊, 包是跳出来的,
I can be sure of that.
不然他就在那里说主啊, 我是听见了, 但是出不来啊,
otherwise he would say, Lord, I heard your cry, but I cannot move.
但是他出来咯,
and yet he came out.
就耶稣说, 解开, 叫他走,
because the Bible told us that people, Jesus ordered them to unleash him.
那时候才打开的,
and then they untied him.
第一次走路了,
so he was able to walk them.
那么这三个吗?
So three cases here.
你不信第一个, 你总要信第二个啦。
If you don't believe the first one, you may want to believe the
second. 你不信第二个, 这个第三个只有四天, 他摆在那里的别大里没有一个人不晓得的,你还说不信是假的,
and in the third case, he was buried for 4 days in Bethany, that everybody knew that.
我昨天晚上, 我想到这里啊,
我很欢喜。 Last night when I was thinking over this, I was really glad.
我忽然间想到圣经啊, 不是一个, 三个, 我说, 诶,
so I came to my mind that it wasn't just once that people brought people from death.
我常常讲一个, 讲那个阿法路啊, 但是我想说, 三个啊,
but it turned out that people, Jesus brought people from death 3 times.
No, 我今天啊, 就单单这样讲, 这条道就可以说讲完了, 是吧?
I think, you know, just this is enough to complete my teaching here.
不过就是重复, 一直行神迹, 各种各样的, 就是一直行神迹, 人就一直不信, 不信, 奇怪。
But what we could see was the fact that Jesus performed the miracles over and over again, and yet people still did not believe.
或者我们来讲, 讲一个简单的来接受今天的讲论好不好?
Maybe,
我要讲一个,
maybe I'll choose one simple, small miracle.
我都有一点冲突到底讲哪一个呢? 要讲哪一个更?
So I'm kind of lost in terms of which one should I choose.
讲约翰呢, 或者是讲马太, 或者讲马太, 来讲一个马太的,
shall we look at one from the Gospel of Matthew
第18章, 来看一个简单的,
chapter 18, let's look at a simple one.
用最简单的话, 我们一下就能够看清楚的, 第17章, 对不起, 不是18章, 第17章, 17章的末了,
towards the end of chapter 17 here,
从24节读起,
starting from verse 24,
到了加百农有收丁税, 这个丁税是蓝丁, 拉税给圣殿的, 有收丁税的人来见彼得说, 你们的先生不拿丁税吗? 彼得说拿, 一定是从前拿过了, 所以他说拿, 他进了屋子, 耶稣先向他说, 西门, 你的意思如何? 当然主耶稣听见了。世上的君王向谁征收关税丁税? 是向自己的儿子呢?是向外人呢?彼得说是向外人。耶稣说既然如此, 儿子就可以免税了。那么圣殿就是敬拜神，耶稣是神的儿子，还拿什么税啊？是吧？
所以就可以免税了。但恐怕触犯他们。那么现在这个神迹啊，只有一节圣经，
所以我今天讲这节圣经了，是一节，
就是在这个末了这节二十七节。
I'd like to call attention to the end of verse 27 here concerning this miracle.
但恐怕触犯他们，你且往海边去钓鱼，把先钓上来的鱼拿起来，开了他的口，必得一块钱，可以拿去给他们做你我的税银。那这是钓鱼的神迹。
This is a miracle which has to do with fishing.
很简单。